Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know me as Benjamin Franklin, statesman, inventor, founding father. But back in 1720, when I was 14 years of age, I was just plain Ben. But it was then that my life of adventure and service nearly ended before it even began. Seize him!
Yes, sir! Arrest him!
No!
It seemed I had followed my heart instead of my head, and it had led me directly into the clutches of the governor himself.
Ben, I swear I knew nothing about this deception. My father and brother tricked me too.
You're wasting your breath, sister dear.
For once, Thaddeus and I agree. No need to defend yourself, Felicity. I believe you. I knew your brother meant to lead me into a trap.
And yet you walked right into it. It seems Veracity Quince isn't as smart as he claims to be. Or Silence Do-Good quite so wise.
Or perhaps I'm two steps ahead.
Enough. You've wasted too much of my time as it is, Franklin. Unlike my impetuous son, I give you credit for being so clever at such a young age. I think you know where the real treasure is buried.
Why would you think that?
Because my men had an eye on your wharf rats. Those boys spent the afternoon pilfering supplies from all over town. They're up to something.
I wouldn't know.
You might want to rethink that. Your brother James will hang for printing lies and challenging my authority. And once the public knows that Veracity Quince and Silence Do-Good aren't real, they'll want you strung up as well.
When the governor put it that way, I had to admit that Thaddeus had a point. If I failed, if I wasn't as smart as I thought I was, then I, Ben Franklin, would be doomed to rest in an unmarked grave, remembered and revered by no one.
What if the plan doesn't work, Ned?
Not to worry, Sam. This oak tree has enough branches to hang the lot of us.
Don't you listen to him, Sam. Ben has it planned to the last second, and he's never wrong. Well, almost never wrong.
That's the church bell on the half hour.
He said if he wasn't back by then, we should put the emergency plan into motion.
Let's go!
Father, if you'd only listened to Ben. He may be a boy, but he speaks for many, old and young in Boston.
He speaks too much. I'm a patient man, Franklin, but my patience is at an end.
Do what you want with me.
I shall, but you won't be the only one who suffers. Eliza Boyd will be condemned to a workhouse. Your other friends will be shipped off to sea for the rest of their days. If you truly care for their welfare, you'll spare them.
I would gladly oblige, sir, but unfortunately I burned the map.
You burned it?
It was the only way to keep it from falling in the wrong hands. Yours.
The map may be no more, but I suspect the whereabouts of the Spanish gold remain in your remarkable brain. You'll lead us there yourself.
So you can buy your own private militia? I think not.
There's only one way you can know that. You told him. My own sister.
It's you and Father who betrayed me, and everyone in the colony.
I've had enough of your independence, young lady. Once we have the gold, you'll be on the first ship back to England.
We're here.
And that's when I saw them. John, Ned, and Sam hiding in the shadows, ready to do as I had asked. Ready to cause a panic.
Don't you worry, Felicity. You're not going anywhere.
What makes you so sure?
Now, boys!
Ned, light the fuses. Fire away!
Fireworks. The Chinese invented them a few thousand years ago, and now John and the boys were unleashing them on the governor and his men.
Return fire!
Stay where you are, you fools. It's fireworks. The bloody Guy Fawkes Day.
Father, where is it coming from?
Forget the fireworks. Forget the fires. All that matters is... Franklin. Where's Franklin?
There he goes. He's getting away.
Run, Ben, run!
I didn't have time to thank her. I kept running and didn't look back all the way to Boston Cop.
Well done, lads. The plan worked to perfection.
If you say so yourself.
It took all of us, John. You lads created the diversion that helped me escape. And now, the other indentured servants like us have lit bonfires and set off the fireworks all over Boston.
What now, Ben?
Now's our chance, Ned. While the governor's soldiers and constables try to put out the fires, we grab the gold.
There's no time to dig.
Who said anything about digging, Sam? Do you have all the ingredients I put on the list?
Everything's in this here box.
We have enough to set off the biggest fireworks display of all.
I have a better use for this compound of potassium nitrate, charcoal, and sulfur. Sam's right. We don't have time to dig for the gold.
Then how's all the smelly stuff gonna help?
While everyone's busy celebrating, we're going to blast a hole in the ground and grab the gold. Put the box beneath the tree, Ned.
Beast of burden, at your service.
Easy does it. You'll blow us to kingdom come.
It's perfectly safe. I think.
You think?
What's the worst that can happen?
We could go boom?
Perhaps. Hand me the fuse, Sam. We're gonna light off two explosions in rapid succession.
Here you go, Ben. Now what?
Now I set the fuse and light it. Interesting. The fuse burns faster than I anticipated.
Run for cover!
Hurry, Ben!
I've done these calculations. There's nothing to worry about.
We blasted a hole all the way to China.
Ben!
He's not moving. Ben? Ben?
The church bell's ringing?
He's alive!
And what's that ringing in my ear?
You're lucky it's just your ears. You nearly blew yourself to bits.
Luck had nothing to do with it. But where's the second blast?
What second blast?
The second blast didn't...
Ah! Ah! The sky's falling!
That's not the sky!
Is it raining?
Not a cloud in sight.
It's a shower of gold coins! The treasure's ours!
Yes!
Woo-hoo! Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Thaddeus, order the troops to put out the fires, confiscate the fireworks, close the taverns, and find that criminal Franklin.
Close the taverns, Father?
You heard me. I'll show that mob who's master in Boston.
Beg pardon, sir.
As for you, Eliza Boyd, you're one of them. Toss her in the cellar with the rats and the roaches.
Father, no! Please, sir, this letter arrived while you were out, by special courier, from London.
Bears a seal of His Majesty's Most Honorable Privy Council. You realize what this means, children? They know my worth in London. I'm about to receive the knighthood I so richly deserve. Sir Archibald Templeton, at last.
Congratulations, Father. No man deserves it more.
It can't be.
Father, what's wrong? What does the letter say?
Felicity, leave us.
Take that wretched girl with you.
But Father...
Go!
Come, Eliza.
Close the door, Thaddeus.
What is it, Father? Has your knighthood been delayed?
There will be no knighthood. I am not rewarded for all I've done. Just the opposite. Silence Duguid's writings have brought shame upon me and upon the crown. I am recalled at once and summoned home to England in disgrace.
Spanish gold!
We're rich!
We're free!
Not yet. There's no time to lose. While the crowd's busy watching the fireworks and dancing around the bonfires, we have to get the rest of this treasure out of that hole.
There's bags and bags of it.
So much for Jamaica Jack and his curse.
Aye, Ned. While Jack's trapping lobsters, we'll hire a ship and sail away the richest young men in New England.
We'll be free, but what about Eliza and the others? The ones who helped us tonight? And what about my brother James?
If the governor finds us with all this gold, we won't be able to help anyone.
John's right, Ben.
We can't just leave.
We'll sail to Philadelphia, out of the governor's reach, and send enough money back to Boston to purchase Eliza's freedom and that of our friends, with plenty left over to buy James 10 lawyers.
Leaving Boston was the last thing I wanted to do. But John was right. It was no longer safe there for me and the boys. Our victory would have to come from afar.
John, must you always be so level-headed? What are you waiting for? Let's get the rest of this gold before the ship sails without us.
Dear Mr. Templeton, Miss Duguid has done us a service. The crown is gravely disappointed. A full parliamentary inquiry will be made. If the charges against you are proven to be true, I'm ruined.
Is that all you can think of at a time like this? Your own selfish interest? The fools. I would have built a new empire for the crown here in New England. But if they prefer to listen to the lies of Silence Duguid, so be it. I'll find the Spanish gold and build my own empire in the new lands far to the west. Why settle for a knighthood when I can be a king?
Father!
Listening at keyholes, are we? I expect such treachery from you, Eliza, but from my own daughter? Of course I should have known. The Guy Fawkes celebration, the fireworks and the fires, it's all a ruse. As I pursue the mob, Franklin and company grab the gold.
You're too late to stop them.
And even if you could, you don't have the power. We heard the news, Father. You're no longer governor.
You are correct, dear daughter. But then, since I have no title and no authority, I have nothing to lose.
While the boys watched the gold, I tried to find us a ship. And a captain who wouldn't ask too many questions.
It's a fair price, Captain. 4 passengers and their cargo.
It's me to judge what's fair and what ain't. What's in the crate?
Tea!
Silver plate!
How's that again?
What they mean is rare tea from the Orient. For the lords and ladies of Philadelphia. The best in the world. So it seems as fine as precious silver.
Or even gold.
And how do 4 young scamps like you afford to book passage on a fine old rig like the Mary Jane? How do I know you won't jump ship before we reach Philadelphia?
Will these coins answer all your questions, Captain?
Aye, lad. You speak the international language. Welcome aboard. Help him load this crate of tea and raise the anchor, or we'll miss the tide.
Take a last look at Boston, boys.
Farewell and good riddance.
I still can't believe we did it.
Indeed we did, Sam. We're rich, we're free, and beyond the reach of Governor Archibald Templeton.
And here's the best part. We'll use our wealth to make sure men like Templeton never govern the lives of people like us again.
I reckon this is what they call the fresh air of liberty.
I reckon it is, Sam. I reckon it.
What's the matter, Ben?
See that ship coming up behind us? It wasn't there a minute ago.
That's no merchant ship like ours. It's a man of war.
And it's flying the Union Jack.
The governor's warship.
And there's the governor himself.
What's that in his hand?
It's called a voice trumpet, so we can hear him.
You there! The Mary Jane! Lower your sails and prepare for boarding.
Ben, look! He's got Eliza with him!
And Felicity, too.
I'm speaking to you, Benjamin Franklin. You know I'm a man of my word. Tell the captain to lower his sails at once, or I'll give the command to commence firing the cannons.
I'll give the devil his due. He wasn't bluffing. If he couldn't have the gold, then no one would have it. So there we were. Four lads as rich as Croesus, staring down the barrel of a ship's cannon, ready to send us to the bottom of the sea. For more great stories like the one you're listening to, visit bestrobotever.com. You can also hear a game show called Pants on Fire, where kids like you try to spot a liar. Do you know how I spot a liar? With my magic bifocals? I invented them myself.
Ben, there's no such thing as magic bifocals.
Well, they don't know that. Very well. I've been asked to tell you that my bifocals are not, in fact, magic, and they do not help me spot liars. Unless they do.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a Season 1, Episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.